USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is lashing out at President Biden and the Department of Justice, speaking to supporters at his New Jersey golf club last night.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning pressure on the supply chain after a major interstate collapsed in Pennsylvania. Buttigieg was in Philadelphia yesterday to see the damage that happened to a section of I-95. Officials say the section of highway could be closed for months. Buttigieg is warning there's no substitute for the highway and added the closure will put pressure on the supply chain until it's resolved. An overpass on I-95 collapsed on Sunday when a tanker truck caught fire, destroying the bridge. One trans social media influencer in the United States is off the guest list for President Biden and the White House.
The White House says trans activist Rose Montoya's behavior last weekend was inappropriate. In a video posted to social media, Montoya can be seen topless, hands covering her chest, posing on the south lawn of the White House during President Biden's Pride Month event on Saturday. The White House said it was disrespectful. Montoya responded to critics of the video by saying she did not break any Washington, D.C. laws. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A trial date for the man accused of breaking into then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her 82-year-old husband with a hammer could be set today. Lawyers will be back in court today to set a date for David DePapp, who's pleaded not guilty to charges including attempted murder. USA News.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
Poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Since 1909, the Congressional Baseball Game has been an annual bipartisan event beloved by all and enjoyed by thousands. Members of the United States Congress from each party solidify friendships off the floor and on the field. Over the last century, the Congressional Baseball Game's popularity has contributed to it evolving into a foundation called the Congressional Sports for Charity. Created in 2016, Congressional Sports for Charity provides support to worthy and effective charities serving vulnerable children and families in the Washington, D.C. area. Tonight's contest will be aired on FS1. After his arraignment on federal charges yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump visited a Miami cafe before heading to the airport and leaving town.
Are you ready? Food for everyone. Food for everyone.
While the visit to the cafe was unannounced, Trump did find a very supportive crowd inside where he posed for photos and received a warm welcome.
We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people. And you see where they are. You see the crowds.
Trump assured the patrons that he was okay and denounced the charges against him as baseless, suggesting they signify a decline in the nation. The crowd also sang happy birthday to Trump, who turned 77 this week. I'm John Schaefer.
The Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup Finals last night after defeating Florida 9-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.